What's up, everybody? I think that you're going to find this episode beneficial, whether you're a Christian athlete or not. Something that I want you to really chew on as we think about your athletic performance. Now, this isn't just limited to athletes, but athletes definitely struggle with this. I speak from my own personal experience and continue this is something I think we're always battling in some way, shape, or form. And that's outside recognition. Validation, love, praise, whatever that attention, whatever that might be. And if we are constantly searching for this type of validation from other people, it means we're also constantly chasing, which is not a good position to be in. And we're constantly in this fear and self-doubt of, okay, I need to do it again. I need to get more validation from someone else. And there becomes this fear of failure because you feel like you're always performing in a sense that is to please others, to be praised, to, you know, have a certain amount of result to whatever it is that you're doing. And it's no way to live. And, you know, this is something I've struggled with on and off throughout my career and life. And you could struggle with this, whether you're an athlete or not. But it's very easy for us to do that with athletes because when you play games, there's performance. When you play games, there's playing time. People are there to see you do what you do. And maybe that means you're playing and you have a bad game. Maybe that means, you know, you make some mistakes in front of hundreds or even thousands of people. Maybe that means that you're not playing and you thought you were going to be playing. And so there's this feeling of, boy, I'm not important. I'm a failure because I'm not in the game. And it's no way to live because there's this constant pressure. There's this constant chasing and there's this fear of, I have to be good enough for other people. And so that's why I wanted to share one. 1 John 4:18 says, perfect love casts out fear. And so what's perfect love? The only perfect love is the love of Jesus, right? And the love of Jesus is unconditional. There's no strings attached and it's not performance based. So if I can go into a practice or a game and I have that in my mind, that at the front of my mind, not in the back of my mind, the front of my mind, that, and everything has to filter through that first. Something goes wrong. Coach yells at me, not getting along with my teammates. I have a bad game. I get in foul trouble. I get injured. Maybe I'm benched and I'm not playing. Super frustrating. It's all coming through this filter of God's love first. When it gets through that filter, that's allowing me to process and get into much more of a healthy mental state of, you know what, it's just control the controllables. All those things I was worried about before, as far as external validation, results, praise, and approval from other people, those things don't matter anymore. Those things don't matter anymore. Because I know God's love is everything. And how we play, even how our basketball career unfolds, pales in comparison to the big picture of life and eternity. And so as I finish this out, I want this to give you a crazy amount of drive and confidence and belief to go out there and to do your very, very best. We just talk about controlling the controllables. There's many things in life you can't control. There's some things in life that you can. And we talk about attitude, energy, effort. And there's a lot of things that are coming into our mind that we didn't necessarily choose to be in there, but they're coming at us, right? Society, media, all these things, boom, 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 boom. And that's why if we can have it go through this filter, knowing that God's love is not performance-based, it's unconditional and there's no strings attached, perfect love casts out fear. If it goes through, everything goes through that filter, now I'm able to process what's actually important and under my control, which is, you know, I can go into this practice and give great effort. If I stink it up and I shoot, you know, one for 10 from the field, you know what? I can take that experience. I can learn from it, but my value is not determined by it. And when we have that type of attitude, we take that into our game performance, our practice, our lack of playing time, or if something comes our way that, you know, is out of our control, somebody gets injured, something happens with your family, there's a difficult situation. If we can take all of those things into account through the most important filter, which is God first and his love for us, it makes it much easier for us to go forward with our day, with our practices, with our attention to detail, with our attitude, with our energy, with our efforts, knowing that, hey, man, I can go out there. I can give my very, very best. And why wouldn't I? Because I want to be the best that I can be. And I'm going to have the best attitude that I can about it, regardless of the circumstances, which is mental toughness in a nutshell, right? Can you give your very best with a great attitude, regardless of the circumstance? That's mental toughness. And I think that when I, again, speaking personally, that's why I'm talking about this specific subject, because it's something I've struggled with, you know, on and off throughout my life. When I have had that mindset, it's allowed me to also have more mental toughness. When I've had the frame of mind that everything is going through this filter of God's love, like that's the first thing of anything that happens to me, it's coming through, it's got to come through that first. And when I'm able to filter it through that, now I'm able to look at things for what they are. A lot of times they're not really as important as I think they are. I'm able to look at it and break it down to pieces and say, okay, well, out of all this stuff that just happened in this game, what was actually under my control? Okay, I look at that and say, well, how can I get better about that for the next time? Knowing that nothing's going to be perfect, one, because none of us are perfect. And then two, there's always outside situations and experiences that are going to happen that you don't have control over anyway. So it's that filter that's extremely important. So remember, perfect love casts out fear. That only perfect love is the love of God, the love of Jesus. It's unconditional, no strings attached, and it's not performance-based. Let that drive you to be your very best in anything and everything that you do today. Get after it.